The Butler Bulldogs men's basketball team has done it again. After nearly defeating Duke in last year's NCAA title game, they beat Florida this past weekend and earned a return trip to the Final Four. What is it about basketball and March Madness that connects with Hoosier Hoops fans in a way that ultimately tells us about who we are, how we live, and what we value? Butler University creative writing professor Susan Neville has written a new book, Butler's Big Dance, that offers an eyewitness account of the collective ecstasy that gripped the Butler campus in the spring of 2010 and a meditation on the meaning of it all. She spoke recently with WFIU's David Brent Johnson.
That's a good shot right there. Howard again on the inside. It's down to one.
When the Butler Bulldogs men's basketball team pulled within a single point of the mighty Duke Blue Devils with less than a minute to go in the 2010 NCAA title game, it looked like a fairy tale spring was quite possibly going to have the ending that so many Indiana basketball fans had dreamed of, wrapping up a storyline that had become intertwined in the media with that of the 1986 movie Hoosiers, about a small-town school and its miraculous run to a state championship. Susan Neville, a creative writing professor at Butler, was on campus that spring. Her new book, Butler's Big Dance, published by IU Press, is a meditation on community, the religious impulse, youth and mortality, education, place, the nature of collective ecstasy and experience, and why the way we live matters, all seen through the prism of Butler's 2010 NCAA tournament journey.
You know, I grew up in Indiana, so I know what March Madness is. But this was something completely different. It was something I had never felt. And you could tell when you were, you know, walking around campus and talking to other people that they had never felt that either. And so I've always been interested in how groups behave and, you know, how groups feel, how groups of people feel. And so it was just kind of serendipity to be in the middle of something that was one of my lifetime interests. I just wanted to try to convey what that felt like. Because whenever anyone called or emailed, it was always, what does it feel like? What does it feel like on campus? And all you could say was, oh, it was surreal, it was fun, it was exciting, but there was something more to it.
In addition to the general ritualistic elements of sports, Neville says the media's constant invocations of the Hoosiers film and its parallels to the Butler team made the experience even more intense.
Games are exciting, and they have time limits, and they have rules, and you can play them well. And so it works out. A lot of things about community and aggression and joy in a rule-bound period of time. And I also think, in particular, last year, for, you know, basketball in Indiana has, I mean, there are a lot of reasons why basketball, why Indiana. I mean, it's something that a small, you know, town can put together, five kids and a hoop on a barn and all those things. And there's, you know, something about the flatness of it. But I think, too, you know, we have all these myths, you know, about Hoosiers and about basketball, and it was absolutely living inside the myth, becoming three-dimensional. And so that was one of the things I think that was really exciting and almost scary exciting about it.
Back of the rim, rebound Hayward, and Butler wins it! Butler's going on to the national championship game!
For Neville, the mythic parallels of last year's Butler team go beyond the Hoosiers film.
It was like, you know, you're walking around and you see a beautiful girl sitting by a creek, and, you know, your Greek myth, you think, oh, it's Aphrodite. I mean, this was like you saw people you knew suddenly being possessed by something very mythic, and the Hoosiers story was one way of understanding that, as was the David and Goliath story or Cinderella story. But what lies at the heart of all those comparisons is that it, you know, it felt like a myth coming alive.
Neville thinks that the team's academic reputation, its boyish coach Brad Stevens, and an old school values culture called the Butler Way also inspired some of the passionate response to the team.
It was all those things we like to think about ourselves, you know, that you can win by playing fair and well. And there was a kind of innocence, I think, to the team.
In the final championship game against Duke, Butler nearly pulled off the impossible but seemingly scripted ending that many were hoping for.
It's Hayward pulling it down, getting around Zubat. At midcourt, launches the shot. Oh, it almost went in! Almost went in, and Duke is the king.
When we lost, it was so close, and there was just, you know, this moment of sadness, but it was followed, and I think everyone who had gone through that week, it was just followed by this really visceral feeling of pride that we made it through, you know, had done it and done it well. And it's an odd thing to say, but a lot of people even said, you know, it was almost better that we didn't win. You know, it was like, it would have just been almost too much. Oh, I don't know how long you can maintain that kind of euphoria, you know, before it affects the campus, affects the students. It was like, okay, there's the story. It's done. Oh, my God, it was a great story. And the characters were lovable and played it extraordinarily well.
For WFIU, I'm David Brent Johnson.
You can find David Brent Johnson's review of Butler's Big Dance on our website, wfiu.org/artworks.